Welcome to the Intentional Parenting Podcast. My name is France Taillard. I am a mom and parenting coach. I coach moms how to consciously parent their child and re-parent themselves using human design and other tools. Each week, I bring you a message to guide you on this journey we call parenting. Why? Because it is one of my biggest skills and talents in life as a 3-5 splenic projector is to be a problem solver. I experience many different things and situations, and I use that experience to guide you to find creative solutions to your challenges. My goal is to guide you to experience a deep, authentic connection with yourself and your child. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Hello, and welcome to today's episode. Today, we're going to talk about something that we've heard over and over and over again. Yet we don't really do. So it is the idea that it takes a village to raise a child, right? So why do we feel like we need to do this alone? And I'm going to say that over the last 2 years, it's been harder to lean on that village, but the village doesn't need to be in their physical presence. Like, you know, it doesn't need to be someone that lives in the same city as us or anything. And I like to talk about this message in a different way because personally, you know, for a number of years while I was parenting, I was a single mom in a city where I didn't have actually any support groups and my family was far away. So I had to do it myself. So I had to find creative ways to tap into my village. So it doesn't always mean physical hands-on support by people, but connecting with people that are like-minded is so beneficial. Okay. So the takeaway that I want you to take here is that you're not unique, right? That your parenting struggles are shared with so many parents. And I can tell you that with confidence because that is what I do. I talk to parents and it's the same few problems over and over and over again, right? Yet we feel that our problems are unique and that our struggles are unique, right? And you feel so damn good when you are supported. Okay, so I'm going to give you a little bit of my experience. So as a human design conscious parenting coach, At first I didn't really go into group coaching because I felt, again, like the mom, like as moms, it's so hard for us to admit failure, quote unquote. It's not failure, okay? But it's so hard for us to admit when we're being challenged, to admit our struggles, okay? So I was like, I'm going to respect the privacy of my clients and simply offer like one-on-one coaching, right? But recently I did the work to overcome that and I've opened up spaces for group coaching. And it is crazy to me how having that experience is so beneficial, not just for me, but for every mom inside of it, right? Because like I said, we don't like to admit our failures, but yet it's all the same. It's all the same over and over and over again. They're all similar. Okay. So the mistake, like one of the mistakes we make as moms is that we think that we can figure it all out alone and we keep suffering until we figure it out alone because we're too scared to ask for help. Right. So I had inside a group coaching program, actually, it was really interesting because it was a longer container. So it was like ebbs and flows of the people desiring support inside of it. And one of the moms reached out to me personally and she was like, I feel like, you know, the kids, the other parents have kids that are different ages. They have kids like, you know, I have two kids and most of them only have one or whatever. Like, and I feel like my struggles, they can't relate to. So can I just like ask you one-on-one? I was like, well, like, you know, for many different reasons, no, like this container is for like the group coaching. So I directed her back to that. And what happened after that was really interesting because inside she brought forward the things she wanted support on and clarity on and understanding on. And every single mom in the group related to it. Even the moms that only had one child, even the moms that their kids were younger, even the moms that whatever, they all related to it. Every single one related to it in one way, shape, or form, right? And we've all heard this before, like if you think it, like there's no bad or wrong question, right? And if one person thinks it, like ask it because others are thinking it too. They're just too scared to ask, right? Or they're just don't think to ask because maybe they think it's normal, maybe whatever reason. Like, you know, we talked about in a previous episode, like we're just told it's okay to suffer as parents, right? It's okay to have these struggles, to just deal with it and don't ask for help. But it's not okay, right? So what I've also observed is that, like, even if they couldn't relate, they're like, wow, this is really interesting because, yes, my kids are younger, but, you know, I can foresee this maybe happening to me in a year or two when my kids are the age that your kids are at now. And I will remember this and I will benefit from this interaction in the future, right? So, what happens when we stop thinking that we need to do this alone, that asking for help means that we're failures? Is that we can lean into support. We can stop struggling, right? I'll tell you a story, and this is a really funny one. So I had one of my clients reach out to me a number of months ago, and she's like, I need help. I don't know what to do with my child anymore. And, you know, someone recommended me to you, and I want to work with you. And I was like, okay, well, tell me a little bit more about what you're going through. And I think for her, if I remember correctly, like one of her breaking points was that, like, well, last week my child said, you're a shit mom. And that was kind of like my breaking point. Like I realized at that moment that I need to do something to shift. I need to do something to change, right? So it was funny because I've had the exact same experience where my daughter has told me, you're a shit mom, right? And right there, even before signing up for coaching with me, she was able to feel reassurance to know that she's not alone, to know that her challenges and her struggles, other moms face it too. And there's a way to move beyond it, right? And it, like, when you share these things with a coach in a supported community, right? In a group of like-minded moms who are doing the same things you're doing, who are doing the healing, who are doing getting the tools that actually work, right? The conscious parenting tools that actually work, who are doing the work to understand who they are and who their child is. Like all this, it makes you feel like I'm not a failure, right? So you can go, you gather the tools and you gather the support to keep going, to heal. Because it goes back to heal the parent and the children will thrive, right? But you need to do something. You can't just sit in your corner and be like afraid that other moms will judge you. Because I can tell you in all of my containers that I've had as a group, no one mom actually ever judged anybody. Never seen it. I see the exact opposite, actually. I see the every mom is like, oh my God, I feel that too. And or like, oh my God, whatever, and they just send them love and support. Okay, so stop trying to do this alone. Start surrounding yourself with the support and elevation that you desire, right? And I say elevation because we've heard this many times before. You're the sum of what, the five people closest to you. So who are you spending time with, right? And you know, in these groups, I'll tell you two other stories. Like in these groups, it's so beautiful the connections that we've had. Recently, I had a small group coaching program and it was 3 weeks. And we developed such a wonderful connection with everyone inside the group, okay? And after it was done, the moms like were reaching out to me and being like, oh, I miss our group. Like I desire to continue on with this because I miss the group. And one of the moms inside the container is actually a coach. She's a parent coach, or sorry, a business coach or a psychic coach. I don't really know exactly which category she falls in, but she's amazing. Definitely, it is around females and business and psychic and feminine energy and all that stuff. Anyways, so I posted something about joining one of her master classes in my stories, and one of the other participants in our group coaching program was like, "Oh my God, is that like our girl? Like that's the one that was in the program with us last week or for the last 3 weeks?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's her." She's like, "Oh my God," and she was like so excited, and then just like. The level of love and connection and support that you create in these groups is just so beautiful, right? And it'll impact you in more ways than one. And then the last story that I want to leave you with is this, that a mom reached out to me a number of months ago, And she said to me, "I never knew parenting would be so lonely." And that hit me hard, okay? Because it doesn't have to be. Yet, when you take the road less traveled, right? The road that is slightly off main or significantly off mainstream society, the message that we receive, right? When it's this more intentional, more conscious way of parenting, it can be lonely, but it doesn't have to be. So if this message resonates with you, I recommend that you join us, that you surround yourself with people who get it, who are doing the work just like you're doing, who are desired to parent more intentionally, more consciously, right? And that is what I guide you through. So reach out to me on Instagram if this resonates with you. Let me know what resonated with you inside this episode. And if you desire to join us inside the Growing by Design Method 2.0, where you flourish, where you can flourish, you and your child, create an environment that is supported, that supports you, that supports your family, right? I'd love to have you inside this container with me. So reach out to me, let me know how it is. You can also reach out to me inside Instagram at the HD Parenting Coach, inside my DMs, and invite me to speak on whatever topic you desire to learn more on or you desire more clarity on. I love being invited to speak on different topics. Thank you so much. If you desire guidance from me every week, make sure to subscribe to this podcast and also follow me on Instagram or TikTok. I want to leave you with this quote: "Great parenting happens when you start controlling yourself and stop controlling your child. Parenting is more about reparenting yourself as it is about parenting your child. This is a process. This is a journey, and I am here to guide you one connection at a time."